Hi, this is Guy Tortora, and you are listening to Raven and the Blues on REM FM.
Great, what a wonderful way to start. That's a band out of the southeast of the UK. They are called the Riotous Brothers. That's a track taken from their EP and written by the band, and it's called Restless, and it's dedicated to Paul Long, because Paul is the only person who's spotted that in the last, what, I suppose, month or so, there's been a problem with the Raven and the Blues. Occasionally, I'm not quite sure why or which tracks, it, I don't know how it worked it out, but Paul made contact last week. He's a professional, he's in the business anyway, he's in both radio and a blues man, and he said, it's funny, you know, because some of the tracks I listen to seem out of phase, and I thought, it can't be the way, because out of phase is having the plugs the wrong way around, and the way the show is put together, there are no real plugs, it's a firewire mixer into a computer, all techie stuff, you know. Anyway, I listened back, it sounded okay when I made the show, listened back to the programmes, and yes, sure enough, scary stuff. Some tracks were out of phase, which meant the guitar occasionally would disappear. A couple of weeks ago, I played live in Austin with John Mayall, and John Mayall sounded if he was in the room next door, basically, rather than actually on stage in Austin, Texas. So I eventually identified what it was and then rebooted everything and replugged everything up, and it seems to be okay now. But Paul, thank you so much. And I'm just amazed that nobody else of the many thousands who make contact on a regular basis sort of said, it sounds strange to us, you know, Raven. Anyway, thank you, Paul. If you hear anything wrong with the programme, don't sit on your hands. Drop me an email, dave@raven.dj. This is The Raven and the Blues, REM-FM, Skybird Radio, and of course an MP3 file, and that is a track from an EP which came and I've got physically in my hand. Here's something off eMusic. It's a band called Taranzo Cannon and the Cannonballs. The album came out last year called My Woman, and this is a track which is called Back to the Weekend. Downloaded from the internet, from eMusic, Taranzo Cannon and the Cannonball Express. The album My Woman came out last year, and that is Back to the Weekend. Well then, what are we saying now? We've got a live guest this week, Raman Gus, our final guest of the, our final live guest of the year, and we'll be coming in about 10 minutes, quarter of an hour's time, playing and talking and finding more about him as well. I've only really heard about him in the summer of this year. He's from the east of the UK in Colchester in Essex, and a young blues man too, but mixed with the great and good over the last few years. He's coming in a few minutes' time. Let's move on now to an album which has just arrived here. It's from Bex Marshall. It's her new one called Kitchen Table, a mixture of kind of country and blues. There's some great stuff on it. Here is the first track taken from her new album, Black Guitar. Mm-hmm.
black guitar. He sing about the blues. And every night he thinks about the way it was before. But now it'll always be just him and his guitar. And every night he drinks whatever he can afford. Tries to keep the peace and make it with the Lord.
Bex Marshall, she's actually, as I speak to you now, although having said that, she may be back, but when about 10 days ago, she was actually off to the States to promote the new album. It's just been released. It's called Kitchen Table, and that is a track which is called Black Guitar. I've been taken to task this week because last week I promised you that the photographs of how the studio looks here on the Houseboat on the Thames would be put on the website, and I put a link on the Raven and the Blues page. Now, I put the photographs up there, but didn't do the link. And so I've had a couple of emails from people saying who actually went, found the site themselves, and then said made remarks about this studio. Hence, there's a new photograph there now, which explains what everything is and what it's called and what it does. But I still haven't done the link, so apologies. If you want to find it, I'll put the link on the page this week, I promise you. But if you just go to raven.libsyn.com, that's Libsyn, raven.libsyn.com, which is where all the programs are. If you don't subscribe to the show and just click on the Raven and the Blues page, you can go to libsyn.com and just subscribe and get the programs automatically. If you go there, you'll see the photographs, the two of them, one of the studio from last weekend and one of the photograph with the explanations. And I promise you, I'll still take the photograph in Italy of how I'm doing the show when I'm there. This is the Raven and the Blues on REM FM, and this is Dr. John.
Jaws too fast. better put the brakes on your tongue. Yeah, mommy, you know you're grinding up too much sand. You're overselling your bride. Yeah, you know you better shit down your lips, mom. Yeah, 'cause the ears on strike. Running your jaws, you're bad mouthing everybody. You're overlapping your lips, you're overworking your production line. Ain't no sense in burning out your little windpipe. You better just save your chops, mama, because the ears are on strike. Your lip service, you're rapping all around the clock. Cut everybody's ears in a state of shock. Stuff cotton in my brains to muffle out of your scream. Shut down your lips, mama, your nightmare turning into a nasty dream. Overselling your gripe, driving near insane. Drive me crazy over you, and I'm about to lose my brain. You better shut down your lips, my mama, know that the ears are on strike.
Thank you.
Don't they go well together? Two tracks side by side, and as Jan Mittendorp of Black & Tan Records would say, one was the real deal and one wasn't. The first one was Dr. John, taken from the album Trader John's Crawfish Soiree from last year, and The Ear Is On Strike. And then secondly, a number originally done by the Meters way, way back in the 60s called Luca Pie Pie, and performed there from a very unusual album, unusual in the sense that it's a purely instrumental album, and the leader of the band is a drummer, and that's a rare thing too. Strutting South is the name of the album. Damon Sawyer is the drummer in the band, and a nice mix of guitars, Hammond organs and the like, but it's unusual, as I say, to have an album with no vocals at all, and that's taken from their brand new album called Strutting South and Luca Pie Pie. Okay, on the Raven and the Blues, we'll hit the emails after we've had our live guest coming up in about 5 minutes' time, but something happened in the course of this last 7 or 8 days, and I was going back through my old records and planning for this stuff I was going to be taking on computer with me down to Italy, and I suddenly found this one. I thought, I've played it before, but it's years and years and years ago, and it really is worthy of playing again. So back to an album which came out actually only a year ago, although the track itself has been around for years. The album is called Billie Holiday's Greatest Hits, and here probably is, to me, one of her greatest hits. It's called Strange Fruit.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to drop. Here's a strange and bitter.
I know where it came to mind. The election of President-elect, or Barack Obama, I guess, brought that track to mind. And that's quite scary. Great, great voice. It's off the album Greatest Hits, and I don't think it could have been a hit, really, because it would never ever get played on mainstream radio in the USA back in the 30s. It's only 70 years old. There are people still alive today who actually saw some of those things happening. And that's quite rapid strides, I would guess. Billie Holiday and Strange Fruit. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues, and now time for our live guest and Ramon Goose.
Hi, this is Ramon Goose, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on REM FM. Thank you. You had style, you had charm, you had everything to make love hum. You had grace, you had me, you had me hanging off of your arm. When I found out you were a fake, you ran up and bit me like a snake. And I was ready to let go and let all my feelings show. Why you wanna be so cold? Why you wanna be so mean? You're gonna let your true colors show. You're a perpetual blues machine. We could have been just fine if you'd have only been all mine. I was for real, but you did not know that you were stepping on my heart as you were walking out the door. Now I know just who you are, and it's a damn good thing we couldn't get too far. I'm not the one that's right for you. You need a man to do your rolling like you wanna do. Oh, why you wanna be so cold? Why you wanna be so mean? You've gonna let your true colors show. You're a perpetual blues machine. Now you're gone, and I'm glad that we didn't let it get into bed. I'm not the one that's right for you. You need a man to do your rolling like you wanna do. Oh, why you wanna be so cold? Why you wanna be so mean? You've gonna let your true colors show. You're a perpetual blues machine. Tell me why you wanna be so cold. Why you wanna be so mean? You've gonna let your true colors show. You're a perpetual blues machine. You're a perpetual blues machine.
This is The Raven and the Blues on REM FM, Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, and of course as an MP3 file. This week our live guest in the studio is Ramon Goose. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues.
It's a rare treat. Normally when you do sessions, the artist normally says, I'll be playing stuff off my new album, but there's something which is not original in your case, Perpetual Blues Machine by Keb Mo. Lovely stuff too. Keb Mo, to me, filled the gap which Robert Cray sort of relinquished in a sense, and also somebody else who was like that is Eric Bibb. Now, you worked with Eric, so how did you meet up with Eric?
With New Blues, we're signed to a wonderful record label in France called Dixie Frog Records, and Philippe, the owner, will like me for saying that. And also they've got Bill Wyman and Rhythm Kings. Yes. They've got some great acts there. They've also got Eric Bibb. And it just so happens we were on a flight and I was in Luton Airport. And I don't know if you've obviously met Eric Bibb, but he's always got the Panama hat.
That's right, yes.
So you can't really miss him. And so we got talking in the airport, and he one thing led to another, and I happened to say, you know, my identical twin plays double bass. And he said, I need a double bass player. And so my brother ended up playing bass for him.
Yes.
And touring with him. You know, anyone that's been around him or worked for him says the great thing about working for Eric Bibb is you get to watch him for free.
Yes. And then, in complete contrast in a way, still a gentleman though, Boo Boo Davis. You worked with him and you co-wrote with him.
Yeah, that was a great experience as well. Because, I mean, Eric Bibb's from New York, and he comes from kind of like, he's got that folk tradition.
Yes, that's right, Leon Bibb, his dad.
And Boo Boo's from Mississippi, you know, I mean, he worked in the cotton fields.
Yeah.
I think he was driving a tractor.
Yes.
Because he's too young to have been picking
cotton, that's right, yeah.
But he didn't have, I don't think he had, you know, the fortune of been going to school.
Jan did say that he was illiterate. He had never been educated. That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, And also the album that I made with him was kind of, in technical terms, cut and paste.
Yeah.
Bit of cutting and pasting. Not all the tracks, but... So it's quite a complex sort of procedure.
Mm.
So to do it with somebody that is, you know, you just literally, you know, say start and stop. Yeah. It's kind of... That was... I had my work cut out for me, you know. But in the end, it kind of worked out better because... You know, his performances were what sort of made the album sound good, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but you co-wrote Who Stole the Booty with him. Mm-hmm. Now, so how does that co-writing work? I mean, did he add the words to your music?
Yeah, I came... most of the time, I come up with the tune first. And he had his ideas already. So yes. They kind of... It was just one big, huge chance that both our ideas fitted together.
Yeah.
And we, but you know, he's got like a whole back catalogue in his mind of songs.
Yes.
You know, he's got hundreds of songs in his head.
Mm-hmm.
So I can sort of pretty much write a riff or something like that. And he's already got the song ready there waiting. So, you know, it's, and I you know, I was worried because I was going to Holland to the studio thinking, we've got to do 10 tracks in a couple of days.
Yes.
And, you know, I was thinking, there's just no way we're going to be able to do this. But we did 10 tracks in 2 days. So, you know. That was and I learned a lot from Booby.
We have many new listeners to the program. Well, every month we get more and more new listeners. And if you haven't gone back to the back catalogue, go to the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj. Scroll down on the right hand side, I think it is. You'll see Boo Boo Davis in the photograph. Click on the link to that. You'll hear a set he did earlier on this year. It really is amazing, and that's exactly how Boo Boo is. Basically, you see what you see is, or what you hear is what you get.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, not only I managed to do some touring with him as well.
That's
whenever
nice.
Whenever he comes to England, I was, you know, guest at his gigs. And but you learn a lot from the guy because he's old school.
Yeah. How did you approach the recording of the solo album? Did you have lots of material which you had to throw some bits away, or?
It's called Journey into the Blues, which is it's kind of it's what it is. It's my journey back into the blues after doing all these crazy. Modern albums, and so I just wanted to take some artists, you know, like Big Bill Brunsey, and just explore the older styles of blues, but do it my way.
Yes,
you know, and so it's completely the opposite from new blues and what the album I did with Boo Boo, and it's very traditional, and that's what I'm sort of continuing in my band, my own, under my own name. I pretty much do traditional sort of acoustic and electric blues, whereas and I'm kind of happy to have that balance between doing the modern stuff with new blues, and any producing I do, and then to do my own sort of traditional blues.
And the feedback, you mentioned criticism, the feedback has been good for the new album, or people saying you're going back too much to the legacy blues side of things?
People. I mean, this is one thing. I mean, I've only started singing a couple of years, so the singing could be a bit stronger, I guess. But I need to do some more touring to beef that up a bit.
I think you have to find your voice as well.
And you know, with age, your voice is gonna settle in, etc. You know, more whiskey and cigarettes and blah, blah, blah. But
what are we gonna do musically next?
I'm gonna do an Eric Bibb song. And this is one of my favorite Eric Bibb songs. This is actually on the Journey into the Blues album. Might have been pressed on this block, might have wanted hit from far. No matter where you come from, no matter who you are, you don't need no ID, you don't need no membership card. Well, you know you're always welcome in my father's house. Might have been raised on the streets, or be a rich man's son. And no matter what you're doing, no matter what you've done, when you got nowhere to hide, got nowhere left to run, well, you know you're always welcome
in my father's house. When you're lonely and discouraged, misery has no end. And when you need that helping hand, no one wants to lend. When you're down on your knees, when you're begging for a friend, good luck, well, you know you're gonna find one in my father's house. Yeah, yeah. When you're lonely and discouraged, misery has no end. When you need that helping hand, yeah, that no one wants to lend. When you're down on your knees, or when you're begging for a friend, and good Lord, yeah, you know you're gonna find one in my father's house. Yeah, you know you're gonna find one in my father's house. Yeah, you know you're gonna find one in my father's house.
Stuff. Ramon Goose here on the Raven and the Blues, our last live guest of the year. He'll also be coming back, though, as all the live guests will, in the best of the live guests of the year. The last two shows of 2008 are going to be all the people who've played here and all the recordings I've made overseas as well, in Mijas in Spain and also at the Singe World Music Festival in Portugal. So the last two programmes, all of the live music, and he'll be back for that. You can hear the full session, of course, the usual thing. If you go to the Raven and the Blues page at www.raven.dj and then click on the link, or click on his photograph or the link under the photograph, and then you'll hear the whole session, two more tracks and a lot more conversation, and a fine guy as well. Good stuff too. Ramon Goose, our guest here on the Raven and the Blues. Emails that have come in this week. Thank you to Jason of the Cedars. I hope things are going well for the band. Haven't heard from you for a while, but thank you for your kind comments about the programme. And also another email that came in from Ray Confer. Ray is based... Now, where are you, Ray? In the States, I know that. And you have a new album, or an album called Six String Therapy, and you sent me a track from it. Great stuff, too. So making your debut on the show, Da Blues Preacher and Six String Therapy.
Gonna knock you right out of your socks. Jump on board, we're gonna ride this.
So no time to sit, no time to quit. Can you dig it?
Oh, you got took by surprise there. That's The Blues Preacher, and a track which he sent to me by email. His name is Ray Confer. And I've just been, I went on the internet, and it's always risky when I'm playing a track from the computer. I went on the net and started reading about how Ray does his program, or how he does his music. And it's amazing. It's a little bit like Stephen Dale Pettit we have here in the UK. Ray uses live looping, which he creates a song as he plays it live with a loop pedal and then playing the guitar parts with a bass all in real time. And so basically, he sort of, what you're listening when you hear the show is lots of bits of him overlayered. Clever stuff indeed. Well done. And thank you for the MP3. Okay, where do I go now? Click close that page. I've got more email? Yes, of course I have. I've got, I now go to Spain, and a guitar duo from Glasgow called A Wing and a Prayer. Dave Dick is the person who emailed me. Now, Dave sent me a letter. Real look paper, you see. My brother Campbell lives in Estepona and is a regular listener to your show. I've been playing blues for many years. The last five is half of A Wing and a Prayer, based in Edinburgh, Glasgow and Moffat. Gigs in Scotland, and next year hoping to spread our wings a bit further. Okay. Your logo is also a raven. Brings it close to home, doesn't it? Making their debut on the show from Scotland, A Wing and a Prayer, and a track originally written way back in the 20s by Kansas Joe McCoy, and here it is, called My Washerwoman's Gone.
Baby's deep down, can't hardly hear that fussing and fighting, don't like it here. My baby's gone and my clothes are in the tub. Ain't got no washwoman, ain't got no one to rub. Got an old tub now, so deep and wide, every time it rocks, it rolls from side to side. My baby's gone, and my clothes all in the tub. I ain't got no washwoman, ain't nobody can rub. Lady now, wash mighty clean. Every time she rub, you know she'll rub so mean. My baby's gone, and my clothes all in the tub. I ain't got no washwoman, ain't nobody to rub. Feel like falling down and bending knees. Ask the Lord above of mercy, if you please. My baby's gone, and my clothes all in the tub. I ain't got no washwoman, ain't nobody can rub. trumpets morning, nobody there. Didn't hear nobody singing Bible prayer. My baby's gone and my clothes all in the tub. I ain't got no washwoman, ain't nobody can rub. I ain't got no washwoman, ain't nobody can rub. I ain't got no washwoman, ain't nobody can rub.
The duo are called A Wing and a Prayer, otherwise Dave, Dick and Jim Gilbert. They're from Moffat in Scotland, a lovely place, albeit a bit cold this time of year. And that's taken off their, to me, new album. It just arrived this week, called The Blue CD. I'm just seeing here when it was released. Oh, it was made this year, so it is new year. And that is the original Kansas Joe McCoy's My Washwoman's Gone. Very similar to the Paul Rochelle and Ali Raine's version of that as well, which is very nice too. Let's stay in Scotland and move to a recording I've featured before in the programme, but not for many, many years. We move now to Edinburgh, and the venue is The Dome, and the year 1997, so 11 years ago. And this is the band Talmite Shoestring. Tam on vocals and guitar, Fraser Spears on harmonica, and Neil Warden on guitars. And here is a track called Pollution Blues.
I'm heading out on a midnight train. I'm heading out on a midnight train. I'm packing my bags, getting bound for glory. Heading out on a midnight train. Now can't you hear that whistle blow? Can't you hear that whistle blow? I'm moving on down to the depot. I've shot the horse and scrapped the plow. Now the DSC got my cattle. DDT got the art to do. Now I'm all strung out on a gray horizon. Pollution blues, y'all killing me. Y'all killing me. Down, yeah, now.
Lovely stuff. Wonderful. Tam White Shoestring, recorded in Edinburgh 11 years ago from the album The Real Deal, and that's called Pollution Blues. Okay, now to an album which came out in 1999 called Don't Mistreat a Fool, Dave Honeyboy Edwards. That's too informal. David Honeyboy Edwards. And here's a track called Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Trouble everywhere I go. Well, you know, I get trouble everywhere I go. Well, that's the reason I love you, darling. That's the reason, girl, I love you so. Woman I'm loving, the fool ain't nothing but skin and bone. Lord, the woman I'm loving, that fool ain't nothing but skin and bone. Yeah, she don't get no better, she don't get no better. Like a hot spring, that little woman gone. I may be gone. Now today, 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 and tomorrow I may be gone. Well, I'll be somewhere. I'll be resting a little old muddle maze on.
Lovely open mic recording there, close to the strings. You can actually hear the fingers squeaking on the strings. That's Dave Honeyboy Edwards and the album Don't Mistreat a Fool and the track Hot Springs, Arkansas. That's almost it for The Raven and the Blues. If you'd like to drop me a line, it'd be great to hear from you, dave@raven.dj. During the month of December, we'll have our millionth download. We're now about 930,000 downloads, which is wonderful. And as they're going at about 30,000 a week or thereabouts, by the end of December, we should actually be 1 million downloads. I'll let you know nearer the time. And also, what else in December? Of course, the trip down to Italy and things, and the end of the year programmes, the two of them. Recordings both here on the houseboat of the people we've had here as guests, and then a second batch, the second show, will be be the Field Recordings, but not quite in the same league as the Lomaxes, but the Field Recordings are the stuff I recorded in Mijas in Spain and Singe in Portugal at the World Music Festival. That's all coming up at the end of the year. Website, of course, raven.dj. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme, and if you'd like to drop me a line, I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world, however you're listening. Also, some more good news. REM FM are going to be on FM in Mallorca. It's a new network. Not a new network, I'm being silly. They're extending their wings, as well as all the Spanish costas that are going to the Balearics, so Mallorca and Menorca as well, so that'll be nice. Lots of good friends there, and I'm not quite sure if they've started yet, but Steve and Geraldine in Puerto Andrax. I hope you're listening. Steve and the lovely Geraldine will play this final track for you as we go out the show with Roy Brown and a track from his album, which has just been released on El Toro Records out of Barcelona. It's called Saturday Night, but here's a track which sums it all up, really. It's called Old Age Boogie. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Bye-bye.
Shaken, old age has got her down. Woman, you passed your prime, but you won't admit the truth. Well, you passed your prime, but you won't admit the truth. You ain't had no happenings since the day you lost your youth. Well, you hang around the joints, drinking gin night and day. Gin can't help you, baby, you too old to feel that way. Wake up, old woman, your good rocking days are through. Old age has got the best of you. Well, you spend a lot of money on any man that you can find. Don't be a fool, money can't stop for the time. Get wise, old woman, your good rocking days are through. Old age has got the best of you. Yes, you hang around the young men, spending all your dough. And if they pop the question, woman, you know you got to go. Woman, you ought to know, your good rocking days are through. Old age, old age has got the best of you. Old age has got the best of you. Old age has got the best of you.
Well, there's an old, old woman. She's the talk of the town. Woman, she's the talk of the town. There ain't nothing shaking, old age has got her down. Well, old woman, leave those young men alone. Hey, old woman, better leave those young men alone. All they want from you is money. When you're broke, they'll all be gone. Well, I saw you at a ballroom just the other day. You ought to been on your knees in a corner trying to pray. Wake up, old woman, your good rocking days are through. Old age has got the best of you. Went to jail, and the cause of it all, doing a striptease at the hole in the wall. Won't you get wise, woman? Your good rocking days are through. Old age has got the best of you.
the church with your razor, killed the preacher's wife, and then you shot the judge when he tried to give you life. Old woman, your rockin' days are through. Old age has gone.